Lifeline with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. He's a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. No guest tonight. That's all right, because Drew and I can rekindle the love. I'm feeling good tonight, Drew.
Really?
You know, I'm not a cocky man, but I'm predicting a spectacular show tonight.
Do you know why?
I feel strong.
I'm predicting the same thing.
Strong as a damn ox.
In fact, I think people are going to be terribly interested in some of the things I have yet to bring up.
All right, tonight. Well, just bite your lip for 1 second.
I'm going to. He opened the show as though this were any other night, and
things are
a little different tonight, aren't they?
Bite your lip for just one heartbeat
over there, you two.
Frickin' mongrels.
It hurt too much.
All right, please, we'll address that for a second. Just let me say that tomorrow night we will have the great Larry Bud Melman.
Faggot better run.
Oh, now, Drew, please. The guy hasn't even come into the studio yet. You're already starting in on him.
You don't tease something like that
and not pay it off. Now, go ahead. You and Ann have your little fun at my expense.
Which thing shall I bring up?
Never mind that I'm dying. Well, go for number one, why don't you? Please.
All right. Adam, now you've actually made me feel bad because you actually consulted with me in the conference room here about this thing on your face.
Right.
But Mr. Carolla has a rather large herpetic eruption on his face.
All right. Yeah. Now, see, I'm calling it a fever blister.
Oh, yeah. No, that was after I told you it was herpes. You were calling it that. Before, you were calling it impetigo.
Impetigo. That's what it is.
Right.
It's cold sore.
Right. And then he said, well, there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of blisters. I said, that's right. Herpes is a cluster of blisters.
But what is? I don't have it.
Yes, you. There it is.
Where did I get it? I never had anything like this.
I don't know.
He's in denial.
Where did you get it is the question.
Well, why did it come up? I wasn't doing anything.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
It's huge, too.
It's not on my...
the size of a nickel.
We almost shouldn't be making fun of it, so it's so...
It's not on my... No, it does not hurt. I'll tell you what hurts. The slings and arrows cast by you two. That's what hurts. My feelings hurt.
I'll take care of them. I will get you on something to take it off. But, you know...
It's not on my lip, though.
It's on your... Yeah, it comes down from your lip. It involves your lip a little bit.
Well, I don't know.
It involves half his chin.
Yeah, most of his chin's taken off.
And I'm giving you a big, fat soul kiss during the commercial, so you better get a wet nap ready, baby.
Well, look at everybody else standing up. Look in here. Yeah.
Yes, everybody. Let's say a dollar a peek. Yes, everyone can look. Come look at Adam's herpetic lesion. You know, please, come on down to the studio.
This, to me, points out how ridiculous people are about herpes. I mean, when you came in, you asked me, hey, what's this little thing on my face? I told you what it was. Then it took on some life of its own.
Right.
Right. Before it was just this rash.
Right.
Now it's something monumental.
Yes. Dr. Frankenstein has been hard at work in the lab.
You've got a virus.
All right.
An eruption. It's going to go away. It's going to come back. You're potentially contagious. You should be very careful when you are contacting people, wherever you might contact
them. Could that go down his penis?
If he were, say...
Please, the studio's filling up with onlookers. Please, go do your business over there, you freak.
Yeah.
No, it's not on my penis.
Yes, it could get there very easily, and that's how it gets there. That's how it has gotten there in the past.
Believe me, if I could get it to my penis, I would never leave the house.
If it got in his hand, it could get to his penis. That's sort of a difficult way to do it. Oh. Suppose he were to render oral sex to someone and then have sex subsequent to that. That would.
My
that
God,
would
my be, roommate has it now. He's going to be pissed.
There you go.
All right, well, bring some damn stuff in, would you?
I'll get you some.
This is horrible.
A lot of good stuff.
A man of my position in the community should be walking around with this Klingon stuck to his chin. It's disgusting.
Can I bring up the other stuff later, too?
No. Katrina.
Oh, yes.
Katrina, 15, you're on Loveline.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Katrina. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hi, Katrina.
I'm hoping you guys can give me some advice. I'm a lesbian in a town of about 13,000, and there's not a whole lot of other people here, but there's, me and a couple of friends, we've, partaked in a couple together, and word got out, and I don't know, I guess there's a lot of stuff going around town, and we kind of want some advice on how to bring it out to our parents and the community in a positive way, so
Well, why don't you have a lesbian awareness parade in which you can ride some big vagina float down Main Street?
Yeah, you are so helpful.
Well,
you're just still reeling after your little attack.
I'm still on the attack. But seriously, we get these calls all the time. You're 15 years old,
Cortina. But the 15-year-old has had sex with
women. But I'm still aware of my sexuality. I think that has nothing to do with my age.
Right.
But if I were involved with a man, this would be no other big deal.
Well, that's what we're... I mean, what we're saying is, and we give out this advice all the time, which is I was well aware of my suspect sexuality when I was 15. I didn't sit around at the dinner table and say, hey, Dad, I whacked off four times a day, and by the way, I'm chasing this hot little ninth grader around campus. I mean, it was...
You do say, well, I'm going out on a date on Friday. You know, I would like them to be aware that I go out and hang out with my girlfriends. And, like, they don't think that you're doing something with your girlfriend when you're going out on a date.
Right.
And if I don't have any guy dates, they're going to totally think I'm abnormal, so I may as well just come out with my lesbianism.
Well, you certainly have a couple of years. Is someone on the other line?
No, not that I know of.
That's not your minister father that picked up the other phone?
I hope not.
Okay, listen, he's not a minister, is he?
No.
Okay.
Car dealer.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Minister car dealer, is there anything on further ends of the holy spectrum than minister and car dealer? But listen, here's what I'm saying. You're 15. You have a couple of years to sort of sort things out without making a big commitment one way or another, at least a public commitment. You certainly can know at 15 you're lesbian. I'm not going to take that away from you. If that's what you choose, then that's fine. But you don't have to announce it to the family and to the town just yet. And you'd hate to announce it and then later go back and renege on your lesbianism.
Okay. I understand that.
I think there's likely to be a big reaction, too. And I don't think how can we advise you to garner support in the face of that kind of reaction?
Another thing is, people have heard
already.
There are some things going around about it.
Yeah, but you know what? If you just ignore those things, those murmurs will die down fast. But if you step up to the plate and start announcing it, It's gonna fan the flames a little bit, and it's not good for you. It's not necessary. In my opinion, it is not necessary at this point. If you had tremendous resources of support available, like a gay and lesbian youth center in your town or something, yeah, fine. Then we'd say we'd do what you got to do, and you can retreat to your support and utilize what's available to you. But you don't have that, so just wait it out a little bit.
Yeah, I hear they got a hell of a bowling team over there at the youth center. But here's the deal: we're not saying cower in your closet, but we're not saying put on. A pair of denim dungarees and some Birkenstocks and parade up and down Main Street. We're just saying somewhere in between. Just sort of play it cool for a little while and let things sort themselves out. No need to make big, bold admissions at age 15 regarding your sexuality. Sheila, 17, you're on Loveline.
Hi. I was with a guy for over a year, and I'm not with him now. But I just found out not too long ago that he gave me genital warts, and we're not going out, so it's none of my business, but I know he's been sleeping with other people, and he's not in my town, but he lives really close, and he's sleeping with these people, and he's not telling them that he has it, and I know that he's the one who gave it to me because he's the only person I've slept with.
Did you see the warts on him?
Huh?
Could you see the warts?
No, I got tested.
Uh-huh. No, but on him, could you see them?
Oh, no.
But he may not know he has them. But, Sheila, I feel like I have a certain bond with you tonight because of my recent medical development.
Precisely why I chose this call.
Thank you, Drew. Yes, he may not know that he possesses these genital warts. Could that be true, Drew?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So
you cannot see them for many long periods of time sometimes.
Unlike what I have on my face, which you really could see from an airplane at this point.
Yeah.
Sheila, listen, why don't we give the guy the benefit of the doubt and say he doesn't know he has it, but you really, have you told him he has it?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, so then you fulfilled your responsibility.
No, but why? This guy's out having unprotected sex and he's spreading this scourge around.
What's she going to do? I mean, she's done what she has to do, which is kind. You might want to tell your doctor and see if they can bring something to bear, but it's not Sheila's responsibility.
I know, but what do you do? I mean, just put yourself in Sheila's position. You know this guy. has this problem. You know he's spreading it around to other unsuspecting women, much like Sheila, who I'm sure she can identify with. You probably don't like the guy much anymore. And you feel like it's your duty to let these people in on this.
What about her calling the partners? Because
I have talked to one of them.
Okay. I mean, there actually are, I don't know about with warts, but with herpes, I think there are legal precedents out there. People retrospectively.
Oh, really? Because, all right, now you're talking.
You can find out your perpetrator.
We need a lawyer to phone in because I got myself I got a suit, a huge one. I'm deformed.
It is big.
It's a huge suit. All right.
So, Sheila, I mean, look. My point, though, is that Sheila has fulfilled her responsibility, which is to contact her partner, that the public health authorities may have other issues with this gentleman, and certainly if you feel compelled to call some of his partners and let them do what they feel they need to do. But, I mean, you could say this of anyone who's having unprotected sex. Anyone out there could be transmitting God knows what.
All right. So
I mean, anybody who has unprotected sex, you're going to feel obliged if they were once your partner to go back after them and contact all of their future partners?
I don't know. I've never had sex with anyone.
It's a horrible thing, but that's why we do shows like this, to try to bring people's awareness up so they don't do that.
Matt, 16, you're on Loveline.
Okay, well, guys, you have to excuse me if I seem a little jumpy at first, but I just had, like, a mug of coffee, so.
All right.
Okay, anyway, well, Adam, you have my condolences, because first the Jennifer Grey thing on Thursday.
Oh,
well, you heard that.
Yeah.
And I tell you, if she, yeah.
And now this herpetic lesion,
Yeah, nothing but snake eyes for the big ad man.
Okay, well, anyway, here's my problem. Okay, whenever I'm, like, either watching TV or reading, like, Rolling Stone or something, whenever someone, like, really, really attractive comes on, I just feel, like, disgusted by them. Like, I just want to, if they were there, I'd roll my eyes, like, right in front of them.
Angry?
Well, sort of angry, but
resentful?
Yeah, but not really angry, or like, just to the point, like, if they're in front of me, I'd want to, like, stab them or anything.
Matt, don't hate them because they're beautiful.
Or is it just that it's ridiculous to you?
Yeah.
That they're paraded around
like
as something.
So many people are getting all this plastic surgery and
boob
jobs. I feel like I'm in that episode of The Twilight Zone where everyone
on the
world is beautiful.
I think 10,000 years from now, they will dig up the remains of the 20th century and find these silicone and saline sacks on top of some of the skeletons and think it was some kind of burial ritual.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make any sense, does it?
Yeah,
it really something.
But
it never occurred to them that they put these things while people were still alive.
Listen, it makes perfect sense to me, Matt.
Really?
Well, there's nothing wrong with a little enhancement, but here's the deal, Matt. We live in a society that really discriminates against the ugly. And certainly against the fat, which is terms of society, is really just an ultimate form of ugly. Basically, I'm just stumbling onto this, by the way, but hear me out.
Why?
People.
This sounds like something personal. Have you been talking to people? Or?
No, I don't talk to people. Remember, I got this big thing stuck to the side of my head. I can't go outdoors anymore. But here's the deal. Our society is a very aesthetic society. We like attractive things. We like attractive women, attractive men,
On our terms, too.
Automobiles.
On our society's terms only.
Right. Well, it depends how it works. Yeah, we're not attracted to someone with a big wooden plate in their lip like they may be over in some tribe in Africa. It's what we think is attractive.
That's right.
Now, women, God bless them, they feel the need to conform to whatever society dictates. Meaning, and guys sort of set the standards. So if a bunch of guys are saying, hey, skinny ass, big jugs and a little nose is what's doing it, then women who are so eager to please will get out there and do it. And hence you have this society that's heading down this silicone highway.
Okay.
And it's hard to tell who came first. I mean, did the silicone come first, or did the societal pressures put on the chest of women, as it were, come first? I don't know. I'm guessing it was the societal pressure.
Yeah, me too.
But, Matt, here's your deal. This does not have to affect you or everybody just because you're part of society.
Right, I think it's fine. If you think it's silly, then that's great.
Okay.
And you shouldn't be embarrassed that that's your value. That's a solid value. That's fine. You think what is important to you is important to you, and stay that way.
Matt, are you horribly unattractive?
Actually, I've got thousands of herpetic lesions on my.
Oh, you do? Well, good. Maybe we should form some sort of a lonely hearts club or something. Joe, 15, you're on Loveline.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
Well, the phone screener said to get right to the point, so I'm going to get right to the point.
Let me just interrupt for 1 second here, Joe.
Okay.
And this goes out to all the fun Loveline listeners. Part of getting right to the point is not mentioning the part where someone told you to get right to the point.
Okay.
I'm okay, sorry. It's like when people say repeat after me, you don't have to say the phrase repeat after me. You just do, you repeat after them after they say it. All right, Joe?
Okay.
Sorry. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I got a problem with this girl, Stephanie. I found out she had a crush on me, so I was talking to her a little bit, and then she found out how old I was, which I'm 15 and she's 17.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she found out how old I was, she seems to be blowing me off, but then she tells me that my age does not really matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know.
So maybe she's just blowing you off.
I don't know.
All right.
Kind of want to, maybe a couple of reasons why she might be blowing me off.
Like what?
The speech pattern?
What?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Like, I don't know. Maybe if you guys could talk to her.
All right, I'm the Joe. Please, we're not a dating service here. Here's the situation, Joe.
Uh-huh.
And it may still very well be the age difference. And here's the way people are. When you say to somebody, "Hey, are you dumping me because of blank?" Their reaction is always no. Like if you say to someone, "Are you just walking out on me because I banged your mom and tried to kill you in your sleep?" They go, "Oh, no, it's not that." It's not that. So whatever you come at them with an accusatory term, what piece of equipment did I just yank off? Oh, there's a light. Yeah, we don't need that. They're going to deny.
Okay.
But it may very well be the age because that's what she brought up initially, wasn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
All right. So, Joe, here's the deal. She doesn't want to be with you. It could be for a multitude of reasons. And if I were you, I would go with the age reason because it's the least insulting to you. It's not because you're stupid. It's not because you're short. It's not because you're fat. It's not because you're ugly. It's a few years off. And who do you blame for that? Your parents. It's not your fault. They should have got it on a couple years earlier. Scott, 29, you're on Loveline.
Hey.
Hey.
I just need a kind of an outside opinion. My ex-fiance cheated on me, and then, which I wasn't aware of, she told me herself that she did several months ago.
Your ex-fiance?
Well, I mean, I broke up with her after she told me.
All right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
You're 29. How old is she?
24.
Uh-huh. And how long did you go out?
We've been going together 2.5 years.
Uh-huh. And... yes, and at what point did she tell you she cheated on you?
About 2 weeks ago.
Were there already problems?
Excuse me?
Were you guys already having problems at that point?
I felt like it was a little bit different.
Yeah. Something was already up.
Yeah, something was up, but I kind of feel like now that maybe she was carrying that guilt around because...
Right. All right, so she cheated on you and you dumped her.
Yeah.
Now... your question is?
Well, I mean, but now I feel guilty about all this because she she wanted to commit suicide, and her parent took her to the hospital and put her on suicide watch and everything because I finally told her that, you know, that it was completely over.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just...
All right, Scott,
I'm having a hard time forgiving.
We understand. You're in a dilemma here, Scott. But let me do a little investigation. Who did she cheat with and for how long?
It was someone that she worked with.
Uh-huh.
And it happened 3 times.
Uh-huh. Which I'm going to go ahead and double. Actually, I'll give it a dog year thing. Let's make it 21 times.
Okay.
All right.
And she told me that she did not do this for herself,
mm-hmm.
but rather for him.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
oh, boy.
I had a hard time understanding.
Well, she's a giver. Listen, Scott, here's the deal. Whether she knows it or not, she wanted to end this relationship, or she wouldn't have had this affair. Now,
or she has such poor boundaries that she could not be... she's not able to conduct herself in a stable relationship,
right,
and would not in the future as
and
well.
And the reason I ask is because if you told me, well, she went to an old class reunion, she got pretty hammered, it was in Kentucky, out of state, and she ran into a guy she used to date for many years and slipped up because they were staying in some hotel, but she apologizes, and she was just trying to be honest. Okay, that's something you can forgive, and that doesn't show much forethought or malice. But what she was doing was essentially having an affair while she is engaged to be married, which says to me that she does not want to go through with the marriage. Now, her parents may want her to go through with it, and she may say she wants to go through with it, but the reality is she doesn't, or she wouldn't be carrying on that way, and actions speak louder than words.
Okay.
All right.
And or if she is so unstable, somebody unable to maintain intimacy in a relationship and without screwing it up, you don't want to be married to her anyway.
Well, I mean, she just, but afterwards, you know, she said she was, you know, it was a big mistake.
Well, guess what?
Sorry.
It was a big mistake.
It was, and this is what happens when you make big mistakes. Hey, getting drunk and driving, yeah, big mistake, but you can run over some kid crossing the street and get, you know, thrown in jail for five years.
Something has really been missed in our society, and that is very simple, and that is big mistake, big consequences. That's it.
Right. And a lot
that's not, I'm sorry. Big consequences.
Right. Well, a lot of people think that if you apologize, that just sort of sweeps up everything and makes it all nice and tidy again, but it doesn't. And a lot of times you screw up and get away with it. I mean, think of all the times you've driven drunk and gotten away with it, not gotten an accident, not killed yourself or any of your partners or anything like that. You fooled around, you've gotten away with it. You've cheated on tests, you've gotten away with it. But once in a while you get popped. And part of taking a chance is, if you do get popped, there are consequences.
After these messages, we'll be right back. K-O-M-E.
That was totally awesome. That was the greatest thing I've ever been on.
It is unbelievable. It's
totally cool.
22 stories straight down.
I've never had anything make my knees wobble like this, baby.
0 to 60 in 2 seconds.
I can't even breathe right now. It's crazy.
3 G's of pressure.
Oh, I thought I was going to explode, except inward. It was the most incredible thing.
The new Drop Zone Stunt Tower, the world's tallest free-fall ride. 224 feet of sheer mind-blowing terror. Ride it now, only at Paramount's Great America.
What a rush! Incredible!
I thought I left my lunch up there. It was awesome.
Say hello to your lunch.
Paramount's Great America is open daily. Stop by your neighborhood Safeway today and pick up a discount coupon good for $6 off each general admission and ride the all-new Drop Zone Stunt Tower. Hurry, offer ends July 31st.
Okay, school is finally out. It's 100 degrees out and you're ready to party. Where are you going to get all of your partyables? Go to the shop that has everything you need. Go to the king of the beat, Street Beat. Street Beat is completely stocked with everything you need. Tons of t-shirts, pants, hats, posters, patches, sunglasses, incense, lava lamps, and more. Street Beat has a huge skate shop with brand names like Alien Workshop, Think, Sonic, and Santa Cruz. Street Beat has a motherload of Vans and Airwalks. How about picking up some inventory from Street Beat's Black Room? The Black Room has the biggest selection of graphics in the Bay Area. Street Beat has Zippo lighters. Get yourself down to Street Beat right now. Street Beat is at 1136 A. De Anza Boulevard in San Jose. Call Street Beat at 408-366-0199. That's 366-0199. Street Beat, the king of the beat.
Just in time for summer's fun. It's the hottest deal on the season's hottest car, the exciting all-new Jetta Trek from Stevens Creek Volkswagen. Redesigned and all decked out with dazzling new colors, flashy rear spoiler and wheels, new interior, the works. And yikes, there's bikes! Because the Jetta Trek also includes a fantastic no-charge extra, a bike rack, and a just-too-cool-for-words Trek mountain bike. And to sweeten the pot, the new VW Trek, complete with bike, is yours for zero down, just $219 a month at Stevens Creek Volkswagen. Zero down, $219 a month, and you can jam down the freeway in sporty comfort or pedal your legs off up in the hills. It's your choice with the hot new Jetta Trek bike deal, which also includes air, power steering, stereo cassette, power door locks, alarm, 2 years free scheduled maintenance, and a full 10-year warranty. So get pumping to Stevens Creek Volkswagen near Winchester. A new Jetta truck and a Trek mountain bike for $219 a month? It's awesome.
Model Q41, 48-month lease, $219 plus tax, 10,000 miles per year. Residual $7,553. Total of payments, $10,552 plus tax. First payment, license, security deposit, bank fee, due at inception, credit approval by VCI.
Growing in the moonlight.
Just you, me, the stars.
And that guy in the boat with a horse.
Trojan Man.
Greetings, nautical citizen. I'm here to talk about Trojan condoms.
Out here, why?
Because you can't row without the right paddle. Trojan latex condoms help provide the protection you need and the sensitivity you demand.
Sensitivity, I like that.
Trojan Man, could we be alone now?
My job is done.
Trojan Man.
Be a Trojan Man. Help reduce the risk with Trojan, America's number one condom, trusted for over 70 years.
So, big sister, you've been avoiding me or what?
No, it's just that I've been to the doctor.
Whoa, what's going on?
Well, I'm only telling you this because you're my sister. I've got genital herpes.
Herpes? Oh, Jenny, are you okay?
Easy, Amy. It's not the end of the world. My doctor says there's no cure, but there are treatment options that can help manage it. She gave me good advice, too. I'm not going to let herpes interfere with my life.
Great, so you and Jeff are still on for tomorrow night.
Herpes, don't let it rock your world. Get the facts. Call the National STD Hotline at 1-800-227-8922.
Call Loveline now with your question or concern at 1-800-LOVE-191. That's 1-800-568-3191. Loveline on 98.5 KOME.
Hey, this is John Stewart. You're listening to Lovelines. And the answer to your question is ointment.
That's the answer to your question.
Very apropos, John. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Madam Crowley's Dr. Drew, Larry Bud Melman tomorrow night. Also, next week, John Popper, Big John from Blues Traveler, will be in here. And I am going to get my harmonica back. You know, he gave me a harmonica last time, and I jammed. I don't know if everyone caught that show, but I was jamming. Here. Oh, I've never been happier in my life.
Did you share a harmonica with anybody?
Okay. And she said, it'll never end. You know, this is right up there with the time I wet the bed when I was 22.
What?
With my girlfriend.
What?
Yeah, I told this story before. This is my old girlfriend, Stephanie, from, you know, the one who went to, was at the sorority house, the one
right.
I pined for?
Yes.
Okay. I slept over at her house one night. I had this very vivid dream in the middle of the night that here basically was a dream. And don't tell me you guys have never had this dream. Maybe not this specific dream, but the same end result, which was wetting yourself. I dreamt I was out.
I would be willing to bet there'd be very few guys out there that had that dream after the age of 20 with someone else in the bed with the same consequences.
All right. Should I just, would you like to keep my testicles in a mason jar for the weekend, Drew, or can I have them back? Can I have them? Because I'd like to use them.
All right. You can have them back.
All right, what happened was, is in my dream, I was a gladiator, and I was out on some, I guess you'd call it like a fjord, like what they have over there in like Scotland or Ireland or something, and I was in front of a castle, and it was I must have eaten at medieval times and been belching up some haggis or something, and I'm out there, and I'm in this, you know, I got this big sword, and I'm killing everyone. Everything's fine. I'm slaying guys left and right with the armor and the big breastplate and all the helmet and the whole nine yards. And after I'm done slaying everyone, I realize I gotta piss like a racehorse. And I'm trying to get my armor undone. But the problem is I didn't put my armor on in the dream. The dream started up with me already in the armor. And I remember, you know, it's like one of those, I guess you call it a fjord. What is that? It's kind of like
a bog.
Like a bog, yes, like a swamp with yeah. haze over yeah. and everything. Something, out of a gladiator movie, out of like a
Scottish, like a Braveheart or something.
Braveheart, yeah. right. And there I was, and it, you know, and all of a sudden I figured out a way to get my armor undone, and I dropped my armor shorts, and I was just whizzing out there, right in the middle of this fjord, going, oh, this is good. Oh, I've been, you know, since like the last five guys I slayed, I've been wanting to do this. And then I looked up, and I was looking at one of those cottage cheese acoustic ceilings with the little speckles in it, and I said, this is not a fjord. And then I looked around, I saw some stuffed animals, and I said, hey, who's decorating the fjord? And I went, oh, my God, I'm in bed with my girlfriend, and I just whizzed all over the place. Well, the point is for the next 6 to 8 months, or however long the relationship lasted.
6 months beyond that?
Yes. Every time it'd be like, you know, be like 2:30 in the afternoon, and I'd be drinking a beer, and she'd go, you sure that's a good idea?
How long had you been her girlfriend? Or were you even boyfriend-girlfriend at that point?
Please, I was the boyfriend in the relationship.
No,
I thought
no, no,
we're in a dress.
Point, and, but at the point at which this happened?
I was sleeping over. I don't know. It'd been a few months.
Okay.
You know, she'd been indoctrinated, but not that way. So the point is she never let me forget it and always, you know, much like Anne in the rest of the Love Line Truth.
What a story.
You're my stern but groovy master, Adam.
That was like, kind of like reliving that relationship.
Oh, that Jennifer Grey. She's such a little minx. Bob, 18, you're on Loveline.
Yeah, my question's to Dr., I think his name's Drew.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Big fan of the show, are you, Bob?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm Alan, the host.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't listen to the radio that much.
Go ahead, what's up?
Well, I was wondering what, like, some of the earlier, like, signals of pregnancy are.
How early?
Week or two?
Usually nothing.
Nothing?
Okay, usually nothing. But some women will claim they know when they're pregnant very quickly. They just have some sense something changes. They're just aware. So someone will tell you, I just knew I was pregnant. Some will get nausea and vomiting very quickly. But for the most part, there would be no awareness.
Okay. Bob?
Okay.
What's going on? Get to the specific.
To the moody and all sorts of stuff like that, you know.
And she's been nausea and vomiting. And she's had nausea and vomiting.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Could she be ill from something else?
I don't know.
Could she have seen you in your underwear, Bob?
She has, but that didn't do it.
And you guys are having unprotected sex.
She saw me in my underwear, and that might have been what led up to this.
You guys are having unprotected sex.
No, but we had a problem with the rubber.
The rubber?
Yeah.
How long ago?
A week or two ago.
Which was it, a week or two?
I think about two.
Why don't you go get a pregnancy test? Go get one at the pharmacy and do a home pregnancy test. Okay?
Okay.
Find out what the deal is.
Man, and Bob was like a jukebox I just wanted to kick. I just wanted to kick him. I felt like he's the person who drives in front of me. Who's not turning when the arrow is pointing. I just wanted to get on the horn and go, let's go. Pick it up there, Bobby. Eric, 21, you're on Loveline.
Ah, yes. Adam Crow. I need some advice on a situation that's sort of arisen. I don't mean to come out and say, like, I have a big ego or anything, but what I have, I guess, in a sense, is some sort of fatal attraction.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the least bit flattering in any way, and I don't exactly know how to deal with it. Now, I have approached her in the fact...
First of all, how did it come about?
I met her in a bar, and...
And then what?
Well, in the beginning, there was, like, you know, some sexual...
escapades?
Yes, but there was, however, no intercourse. I mean, it started... to be intercourse, but she elected not to go through with it, and I can respect that, so I backed off. But, you know, ever since then, it's been calling, you know, and it's gotten to the point where it's been quite aggravating.
You tell her to cut
and
it
what
off?
What is this guy's name?
I'm sorry?
Oh, okay.
It's not a guy, no.
Oh, okay.
Do you tell her to cut it out?
I confronted her about it. In fact, I said, you know, your feelings for me are stronger than my feelings are for you, and
which means she has some feelings and you have zero feelings.
Well, I, you know, for friendship, maybe, you know, but
all right, but who wants to be friends with a psychopath, really?
Well, it's not like that. I mean, it hasn't gotten to the point where she's, you know, like she comes to my door at odd times of the night, but she's just extremely overbearing. I mean,
all right, well, let me give my cat reference. I haven't done this one in a while. Usually, people find it somewhat offensive. I usually do it as it pertains to stalkers. And somehow when stalkers happen to men, all of a sudden it becomes just light fodder. Men cannot stalk women because that's a very serious offense. And when women stalk men, it's a big joke. And I don't see why not, actually. But here's the deal. I look at it this way. You know, when you got a neighborhood cat comes strolling around the backyard there, it goes house to house to house. Now, it's looking for the one sap that opens the back door and tosses out some giblets one night. That's the house it's going to show up at night after night after night because you threw something out there. And if you keep throwing stuff out there, even if it's just a little something.
Even if the door opens.
Even if they see a little light peeking through the door, that's the house they're going to set up camp on. On the other hand, if the house is dark and the door's dead bolted, they're going to move on to the neighbor house.
Eventually.
Yes, it may take a couple of nights for them to get the taste out of it.
And they may make a lot of noise in the meantime.
They may howl out there.
Yeah, I understand what you're getting at right now, but in fact, she's offered bluntly, you know, to come in with her at night, and I neglected not to. I said, no, I'm going to go home.
Right, right. All right, so you have
not... I closed the door many times.
No. You don't understand what we're saying.
Oh, okay.
You never open it in the first place. You don't open it to have a communication or for hurt you to believe it.
You want me, basically, you're saying just
Eric,
ignore her?
There can't even be a potential for communication because she will... find you and create an interaction of some type.
Mandy, 15, you're on Love Line.
Hi.
Hey.
You might not remember me, but you might. I called in a couple months ago about a satanic boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah. And I got rid of him. And,
mm-hmm.
You know how I thought I was pregnant?
Right.
I am.
You are.
Yeah, I'm 3 months pregnant with his kid.
Okay, you're 15.
Yeah.
You got rid of Beelzebub.
Yeah.
But you're still pregnant with his demon spawn.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're going to keep the child.
Yeah, I want to keep it.
You're not going to put it up for adoption.
No.
Okay, and is everyone in the family aware you're pregnant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they supportive?
No, my mom wants me to give it up for adoption.
Uh-huh.
And she said that if I don't give it up for adoption, I can't live with her anymore.
Right, which is probably just a threat. We've talked about this, I think it was last week, Drew, that basically parents will say whatever parents need to say to try to get you to do what parents want you to do.
On the other hand, though, this sort of falls back into our category of big actions have big consequences. I mean, mom is just reacting to the consequence of what you've done, and that is you pregnant, you want to have a child, you support it.
Yeah.
And that's not that... I mean, it sounds cruel, and I agree with Adam. Maybe it's just a threat, and maybe when the child's actually there, she will make it part of the family.
Well, you know when push comes to shove, and those little blue eyes looking up out of the nursery at Grandma and reaching those little tender little kitty hands out toward Grandma's face, you know she's going to soften right up. Mm-hmm. But you certainly shouldn't go out and have unprotected sex like that's the way Grandma, or what was Mom and is now Grandma, will take in the child. You have to take their threats seriously. But I'm guessing that what's she going to do? Take her 15-and-a-half-year-old daughter and just toss her out on the porch with her young infant? I mean, that's criminal. That's a criminal act.
Right. That's right,
So, Mandy.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to do it, but on the other hand, you may not want to call her bluff.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Drew, there should be some... Can we freeze kids? I mean, when they're real little? I mean, they're not developed or anything. Can we just freeze them?
I think you can develop them about like a four-cell zygote. That's about it.
That's it?
Yeah.
And you have more than four cells when you're born? I mean, seriously, because this would be a great idea. We just get some big warehouse on some pier. We fill it with a bunch of plastic trash cans. We pour liquid nitrogen into it. Then all the 15, 14, 13, and 16-year-old girls from around the country can go drop off these fetuses, or I should say these infants that they're hell-bent on keeping but have no idea how they're going to raise. They just dump them off there. And we give them like a check. Like, you know, when you use an airport locker, you get the little key and the little number on it. There you go. And they come back in 5 years. We thaw the kid out. Everything's working great. True. Is that something?
It'd be a wonderful world.
I got to look into warehouse space.
Love line. Be right back. Austin. K-O-M.
Have you ever dreamed of auditioning for shows like Beverly Hills 90210 or Melrose Place? Or how about seeing yourself on a soap opera like General Hospital? Maybe you'd like to appear on commercials or model on the covers of top fashion magazines. Well, now's your chance. This Thursday evening, John Casablancas will be coming to San Jose to discover new faces and talent. John Casablancas is world-renowned for developing and discovering the world's top models, such as Cindy Crawford. John Casablancas will be conducting a free seminar on how to break into the modeling and acting business, and will be offering free screen tests and personal evaluations by the industry's top model and talent scouts. So whether it's modeling or acting, don't miss this great opportunity to learn what it takes and how it's done. Just attend the free Breaking into Modeling and Acting Seminar and receive a free screen test and personal evaluation. It's all happening this Thursday evening at 7 p.m. at the Radisson Plaza Hotel in San Jose. Kids, teens, and adults ages 7 and up, call the John Casablancas hotline at 1-800-440-3204 for reservations and information. That's 1-800-440-3204 if you think you've got what it takes to be a star.
If you're driving right now without car insurance, you're driving naked, and that's against the law. Don't drive naked. Get covered. Call Insurance Express now at 1-800-995-3200. They're fast, easy, and affordable. You'll get an Insurance Express quote over the phone in as little as 10 minutes. Their non-commissioned agents won't try to sell you. They'll help you buy the protection and coverage you need with low rates and down payments. Then, a quick trip to a conveniently located mailboxes, etc., puts your policy in your hand and you back on the road. If your insurance rates go up, you can probably get coverage today, the fastest coverage yet, with an easy phone call and a trip to mailboxes, etc. All drivers with any record and all kinds of cars. Protect yourself and your car from an accident or theft. Remember, don't drive naked. Get covered. It's the law. Call Insurance Express now for a quote at 1-800-995-3200. That's 1-800-995-3200. Insurance Express. Fast, easy, and affordable.
All right, let's talk about some leaders. I mean, there are some real trendsetters out there. People who took the dare to develop something new that would set the tone for generations to come. How about Henry Ford or Harley Davidson or even the Volkswagen Bug? Now let's talk about one of the biggest leaders, Cope and McPheeters Marine and Mastercraft. Here's a boat that virtually wrote the book on inboard ski boats. Mastercraft pioneered innovations now considered standard for performance ski boats, such as triple fins, swim platforms, all fiberglass construction, the power slot transmission, and even electronic fuel injection. Mastercraft is the world's largest manufacturer of inboard ski boats, outselling its next two largest competitors combined. Cope and McPheeters Marine is your exclusive dealership for Mastercraft. They themselves have set the pace for the boating industry by being family-owned and operated for 50 years. Cope and McPheeters Marine leads the country in Mastercraft sales and service. They're waiting for you to stop by and go for your test drive to see why the leader and pulling farther ahead is Mastercraft. Cope and McPheeters Marine, you know where they are, the Mastercraft guys at 2931 El Camino Real, one block east of Bowers.
Hello, hello? Is this working? Yeah, okay. Crown Books wants to let you know about great career opportunities. Something more dynamic? Oh, okay, sure. Crown Books has dynamic career opportunities for highly motivated individuals. And you, a little more dynamic? Oh, no, but don't use the word dynamic. Oh, sure, okay. Man, this is hard. I mean, if you love books, then Crown Books is the place to work, but how do you get that across in a few seconds on the radio? Well, I guess that's why they're having an open house. You see, you go to the open house, and you find out all this great stuff about Crown Books, like how they're the third largest bookstore chain in the country, and they got positions open from sales associates right up to store managers. Man, it really does sound good. And if it sounds like you, then you should probably go.
Don't miss Crown Books Open House Tuesday, July 16th and Wednesday, July 17th at the Los Gatos Lodge, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. for a new store opening soon in Los Gatos. For more details, see Sunday's San Jose Mercury News ad or call 1-800-JOB-CROWN. That's 1-800-JOB-CROWN.
98.5. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. I'm Adam Carolla with the big herpetic lesion on his chin. That is Dr. Drew with the hairs on his chinny chin chin. And this is Sarah, 19, you're on Love Line.
Hey.
Hey.
I have a little bit of a problem, I guess. Good friend of mine I've known all my life. He lives about 400 miles from where I live. And I keep pretty good touch with him, and he's helped me out through a lot. And I finally told him after years and years of debating it, I told him that I really liked him and that I figured that one day we might end up getting married.
Oh, well, you did.
Yeah, and he kind of thought that was an okay deal, except that he just got involved with another girl.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, we've been apart for, like, 8 years now, so I didn't think much of it. I've had lots of relationships and everything, but...
All right, so wait a minute. You had this discussion with him when you were 11?
No, I just told him, but, I mean, we've known each other. I mean, like, he moved away when I was in...
Okay, so you haven't had any consistent contact with him for 8 years.
Right.
And you're 19 now.
I'll be 20 next month, yeah.
Oh, well, that's totally different than you're almost 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We were, like, in 6th or 7th grade.
All right.
And he moved away right when we were thinking about, you know, doing the little boyfriend-girlfriend thing.
Right.
And
listen, when I was in 6th grade, I made a solemn vow with my friend Davey Kovner that we would both live on some Hawaiian island and, like, raise sugar cane and ride out our life there arm in arm. Obviously, this has not happened this way. I think he's ditching me, actually. But, Sarah, please, you were in 6th grade.
Oh, well, I know, but, I mean, I didn't say anything to him about it at all. I was just his friend, and I didn't want to get involved with him until, like, maybe graduation, like 2 years ago. I went to his graduation, and it hit me then. I named my son after him when I had my baby. And
Oh, by the way.
Okay, then. Right.
Yeah, he's just been real...
No.
Right.
Real influence on me.
Yes.
He doesn't understand what we're slowing down for.
Yes. Yeah, he's a big influence on you.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
He's been good. He's
yeah, John Lennon was a big influence in my life. Doesn't mean I tried to date him.
Well, I know. I've had that, too. I'm just saying, I told him, and he thinks that it could happen. But my problem is that my dad lives about 100 miles away from him, and my dad needs my help because he hurt himself. And so there's, like, this big open door where I could, like, move here. But I'd be dropping... Your first year of college I just finished, and they don't have my program down here, so I have to quit school and find a job.
All right. Hold on. Pipe Dream Sarah? That's going to be your new title, by the way. PD Sarah will call you. Listen, Sarah, please. You have a child.
Yes.
Where's the father of that child?
He is one of them sporadic guys that comes around whenever he feels like it.
Right.
Like.
All right. Well, that's okay. He's just the dad.
Yeah.
He's just the father of your child.
It's not like he's the UPS guy or anything like that. He's the father of the child.
And not the guy you'd name the child after or anything. It's much more important.
Well, his middle name and his last name.
Yeah.
But.
Right. But there's really this one. What's the guy's name you're pining for?
Well, I'm not pining over.
You're not?
No.
You're having a make-believe relationship with
him. No, he has a girlfriend. The thing is, he says that there's no way that we could ever get involved if I live so far away. So if I'm closer, then there's a chance.
Right. Okay. But that is just a nice way of him saying, I'm so damn glad she lives far away.
No, I don't think so, really.
Yes.
I know him really well. And he said that the last time I saw him, he went straight over to his friend's house and he told him that he wanted to marry me.
Okay.
To marry you.
Yeah.
And you guys have never had a relationship.
Oh, we've been really good friends.
All right, this is ridiculous. Listen, if this guy is half a man, if he was attracted to you at any point in your relationship, he would have walked the 400 miles and attempted to get you in the sack. That's how guys
work. I don't think so. He's still a virgin.
Oh, okay, the plot thickens. So the teenage mom is going to marry the virgin guy with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we have at least a good 85% to 90% chance of working out. Sarah, this is ridiculous. Listen, please. Please listen. All right, this is one of those Earth to Sarah things. Forget about this guy in terms of marrying this guy. He has a relationship. He does not live in town. Concentrate instead on your child.
and your career and your ability to create a life that's stable for your child,
which all ends up being focused toward the child. The better your education goes, the more earning potential you have, the better you can take care of your child. And remember, the child is named after the guy anyway, so you can go ahead and look at it as tending after this guy. Now, don't have sex with the child when he gets old enough.
Oh yeah.
Well, just because he shares the same name, I'm worried about you, Sarah. But Sarah, you have your hands full. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Not everything was meant to be. You choose a path in life. And sometimes you go this way and I go that way. And all this meant to be stuff is just a big load of crap.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's the deal. If you were born in some small tribe in some small, northern Africa, southern Africa, then you, what would be meant to be for you would be to marry some woman who came out of a National Geographic magazine.
That's right.
And that's what you would be obsessed on. And if you were, your parents lived in France and you were born there, then you'd be speaking French, you'd be smelling, you'd be eating the baguette, and you'd be chasing after some French-speaking woman saying, this is the only one for me.
Right.
It's very coincidental that we think the people who live across the street are the only ones for us. It's very sort of narcissistic, isn't it, Drew?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the only one for Sarah because they happen to go to the same grade school.
Yeah, or people who walk in and say, I knew that was the one, as though they had some control over that.
Right, and they don't tell you all the other times they went into the yogurt shop and announced I knew it was the one and never got anything but a sample. All right, so here's the deal. Sarah needs to come back to reality. Sarah, the reality is she's got a kid. Take care of that one, please. Mark, 14, you're on Loveline.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, Mark.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh. I'm guessing, like, evil's... Here's what I'm thinking. Evil stepdad with, a belt in one hand and a bottle of Old Crow in the other stumbles into the room, and Mark just panics and hangs up. Susan, 22, you're on Loveline.
Hi, how are you guys?
All righty then.
Oh, Adam, I just want to tell you, I think you're really terrific. I think you're fabulous.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And Dr. Drew, you're good too. I really like what you guys said about consequences.
Yeah.
That made a lot of sense. Okay, my problem is, when I was 20, I became very depressed, and it wasn't brought on by something really that bad, like that significant, and nothing was really different in my life. But I was really, really depressed, and I went to a counselor, and who'd known me for a long time, and she told me it was probably biological, especially because there's a family history.
Of depression.
Right, on my father's side. Like, my grandmother and my great-aunt were both hospitalized for depression.
For depression. Okay, so that tends to be the way that kind of depression goes.
That's what, yeah, okay. So, assuming it is biological, I mean, I was on Zoloft, and it lasted a year, and
yeah.
I'm fine now, so I've been fine for like a year.
Yes.
But my question is, if it is biological, is this something I'm going to have to worry about all my life? Is it going to, like...
Drew, what if we bleed her?
No, bleeding her won't do it. Bloodletting. Although, God knows, they have tried... You'd be amazed at the different kinds of treatments that have been applied to this kind of depression. Insulin shock, para-influenza...
Oh, my God, putting magnets on your head and stuff.
Like, oh, God.
Yeah, well, if we drill some holes in your skull to relieve the pressure, I think that would take care of the problem, wouldn't it, Drew?
There you go. But the fact is, these things are genetically based, and they are biological. You know, it's kind of a misnomer to say it's biological, because we are, after all, just a biological gel, and all depression is biological based.
I know, like, every part of my personality is probably based.
Yeah, but these kinds of depressions are more genetically based, and they are triggered spontaneously without any excessive input from the environment, and they tend to respond very well to medication and to treatments.
Yeah.
To biological treatments.
Yeah, it did help. I mean, I was on a low dosage.
Yeah, and I'm sure it worked. And they do tend to recur. But the fact that you responded so well, you'll learn what it is. Just like being a diabetic or having other kind of chronic illness, you'll learn the signs of when things are getting out of control, and you'll know what to do.
But it doesn't work right away, and it's really scary.
Yeah,
I
but
really
this last time, when I'm sure it went on for a long time before you did anything about it.
Yeah, So you're saying, yeah, I probably can, like, count on this being a problem.
That is likely to come back now and then.
Oh,
it may not, happen
plant
again.
Those seeds.
Look, it may
in
not
the
happen again
brain.
For years and years. It may be years down the line before it happens again. But when it does, you'll recognize it and you'll deal with it sooner, and it won't trouble you so much, typically.
And listen, Susan, do not run from your biology. you faced it head on once. You had to take a bunch of over-the-counter stuff to take care of it. But you licked it is the deal. And you'll lick it again, and it'll be easier next time around.
I don't
want to
lick it again.
Oh, start licking things, Susan. Susan, put your tongue out and get used to licking.
Oh, great. Okay.
Please.
I was hoping you'd tell me, don't worry. It's...
don't worry.
I wouldn't worry. I would not worry.
Well, as a matter of fact, yes, you'll probably be killed in some horrible industrial accident before the next biologically based depression sets in. So please, don't worry, Susan. Please, live your life, really. I mean, I don't want to get too morose here, but we had Jeff Krosnoff. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had him in. He just died. Yesterday, the Indy driver died in, I think it was a Canadian Grand Prix or something like that.
Crash,
horrible. Yeah. I saw it on the newsletter. Just horrible. The point is, the guy was 31. He had a beautiful wife. He was full of life. He was in here answering questions. I was sitting around thinking about it today, realizing we were talking to this guy, and the clock was ticking. Yeah. I mean, he was going to be dead inside of 7 weeks, yeah, essentially. And I thought how bizarre that was. And then I thought, Jesus Christ, everyone's just got to get off their ass and start living their life a little bit. I mean, enjoying themselves a little bit. Stop worrying about biological depression that's coming around the corner. Start living. Of course, sometimes when you're really doing all that living stuff, that's what kills you, you know, skydiving and all that. That's why I'm staying at home.
Love Line will be right back. Why? Because we like you. Love Line, Sunday night at 8 p.m. and Monday through Thursday at 10 p.m. on 98.5 KOMA. And now, another KOME concert. It's about music. July 28th and 29th in Shoreline. 7 hours of continuous music on two stages. A horn festival. Blues Traveler. Dave Matthews Band. Lenny Kravitz. Rusted Root. Plus four great bands on the second stage. And check out the Countercultural Concourse. Pick up tickets on sale now at all Bass Ticket Centers and charge by phone. Use your Visa card to buy tickets. Brought to you by Bill Graham Presents and the Apple Computer Concert Series.
Pure Venom. Poised to strike Pantera. White Zombie. The War of the Gargantuan. This Monday night, live at the Cow Palace. Who will survive? What will be left of them? White Zombie, Pantera, and special guest, I Hate God. Great tickets are still available. Don't wait. Get yours now at all Bass Ticket Centers and charge by phone. Use your Visa card to buy tickets. Brought to you by Bill Graham Presents.
You've analyzed it. You want a Volkswagen Jetta, so you pick up the paper and there they are in big print, and the price is pretty good too, so you jet. But when you get there, guess what? It doesn't have air, it doesn't have stereo, it doesn't have power windows, and it definitely doesn't have a sunroof. And on top of that, it's sold! But you can still smile, because this weekend, every Jetta GL and GLS at San Antonio Volkswagen in Sunnydale is discounted a full $1,500. I'm not talking about a Jetta starter kit. San Antonio has the cool Jetta you imagined yourself driving at $1,500 off the MSRP with all the features you want, and they're all discounted. Every Jetta GL and GLS with every combination of features at San Antonio Volkswagen. Save $1,500 this Friday through Sunday. Hey, with acres to choose from, there'll be no disappointed buyers at the biggest Volkswagen dealer in the entire Bay Area. San Antonio Volkswagen in Sunnyvale on El Camino between Wolf Road and Lawrence Expressway. San Antonio Volkswagen, where it all comes down to price and selection and a little respect.
Hello and welcome back to Lovemaker. Laura's holding on the line from Santa Cruz. Hello, Laura. Welcome to Lovemaker.
Hi, Dan. I want to talk about the pipeline in Pacific Garden Mall.
Laura, this is the Lovemaker radio program. We're here to talk about love.
I know, Dan. I love the pipeline in Pacific Garden Mall.
Well, Laura, I realize that the pipeline in Santa Cruz is a terrific gift shop, but it's not the same type of love we're talking about.
Oh, yes it is, Dan. I love the pipeline emotionally and sexually.
So, Laura, what is it about the pipeline that gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling inside?
I know it sounds crazy, but I get so excited every time I think about the pipeline's incredible gift selection. Their awesome t-shirts, the huge poster selection, the incense and sunglasses, and especially their selection of cosmic debris. Oh, God, Dan, I want to make love to the pipeline. Is this weird?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, sometimes I think about the pipeline when I'm all alone. Say, Laura, I've got a great idea. Let's go down to the pipeline and have sex with it.
Oh, yes, Dan.
We'll be back after this.
Hello, Marv.
Hello, Harv.
We're Harv and Marv, talking to you about Dasher's Insurance.
Where you can get full coverage auto insurance really cheap.
Even if your driving record sucks meatballs.
Or if you have bad breath.
Or an ugly girlfriend.
All you have to do is call 1-800-767-DASH.
Hey, the phones are ringing already.
That's because Dasher's Insurance has really cheap rates.
And the absolute lowest down payment in California.
It's guaranteed.
Even if you have tickets.
Accident.
Or a bad case of shingles.
Call Dasher's right now for an immediate quote.
Call 1-800-767-DASH.
Or 1-800-767-DASH.
Dasher's Insurance.
There goes the phones again.
Call now and find out how you can save an additional 10% when you get insured through Dasher's Insurance. Call 1-800-767-DASH. That's 1-800-767-DASH.
Hello, Dasher's Insurance. Marv, it's your ugly girlfriend.
This is Loveline on 98.5 KOME San Jose.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, fax number 310-854-4455. Larry, Bud, Melman will be in studio tomorrow night, and I cannot picture talking to him. It'll be Thursday night. Oh, I'm sorry. We have Self tomorrow night, right. A band tomorrow night, and then Larry, Bud, Melman on Thursday. Thank you, Engineer Mike. It will be surreal speaking to him. It'll be almost like... It's like a cartoon character you grew up with. Hey, we'll have Kermit the Frog in here, and I'll talk to him for a while. Right. So it's going to be bizarre, but it should be fun. And again, Self tomorrow night, and we'll be back in 10.
This is Loveline on
Radio Station.
You rock 98.5 KOME, San Jose, San Francisco, an Infinity Broadcasting Station.
We're back here on Loveline. Drew has dutifully picked out another loser call, and we're going to that one now. Mark, 25, you're on Loveline.
Hi.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Good.
I'm calling because a little bit of a bind, and I was wondering if I could get some advice.
All right.
Just recently found out, you know, I had been dating this girl for a couple months, and things were going great, and I just found out she's only 16.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just want to know, like, what...
Uh-huh. Right. All right. And you just found out she was 16.
Well, yeah, she told me she was 19, and the other day, just kind of going through her wallet, in front of her, and I guess she just didn't realize it, and next thing I know, I looked at her license, and
uh-huh.
Sure enough, she's 16, and I said, well, what's up with this?
Uh-huh.
And she, tried to play it off, but obviously, the proof is there.
Right. Well, you're dumb, but you're not stupid.
Thank you.
Okay, now... What state are you in?
California.
Uh-huh. And so basically you've committed a crime. Or at least, as a matter of fact, couldn't they just lock his penis up? I mean, it's...
They could probably lock any part of him up.
Mark had the best of intentions. It was really his penis that got him into trouble.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that mugshot.
Yeah, I... You know what? I think there is something about... proving that there was no way that you could have known the person's age that has been a successful defense in this sort of situation.
But I mean,
obviously you have got some problems.
Yeah.
And these kinds of things typically become problems when the parents find out about it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that tend to push these things typically, your partner if you try to leave.
Uh huh. And the fact that you met her at the Chuck E. Cheese was no indication at all that she was younger.
No, it wasn't Chuck E. Cheese.
Where'd you meet her?
I met her at a party.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm guessing she's a little bit estranged from her parents.
I've only met them once.
You have?
Yeah.
And they know how old you are.
I don't... I guess she didn't tell him, and it never came up. I just kind of picked her up, and
okay,
it was kind of in passing.
So there's not a whole lot of communication going on either between you and your woman, child, girlfriend, or her parents, or anybody in this circle.
Correct.
All right, now here's the question.
Yeah.
Is this a deal breaker for you, or do you want to continue the relationship?
No, I don't, you know, I don't, if I had known she was 16, I wouldn't have taken her out.
Okay, but now that you're knee deep in it.
Yeah, well, I also don't want to piss her off and maybe get the parents involved, because, I mean.
All right.
And I, you know, we haven't had unprotected sex, so at least, but that doesn't mean she can't get pregnant, of course.
It also doesn't mean that she can't prove that in some way that you've had sex with her, which is what's illegal. It's not having the child. It's having sex.
Right. Okay. But Mark sounds like a pretty decent egg who basically just got duped a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
He's stupid, but.
All right. No, I won't say that. Mark, because you sound like a guy with good intentions.
Well, whatever you do, cease having sex with her.
Okay.
That must stop.
Well, yeah. Well.
And I'm guessing just on just basic moral grounds, I would end a relationship with someone that was almost 10 years younger than me if I was 25. And not only that, but she was lying to you the entire time. Now, she was lying to you maybe because she liked you so much. But as a 25-year-old, I would really not feel good about going out with a 16-year-old. It just would make me feel stupid.
I agree with you 100%.
All right. Well, good then. Mark, I would tactfully... What did I do? Turn that into like six words? Tactfully end the relationship and move on to... you're actually going to have to get yourself hooked up with a 40-year-old now to sort of balance things out from your body standpoint. Diana, 23, you're on Loveline.
Yes. I have a problem.
Uh-huh.
I've been with somebody for the past 6.5 years, and ever since I went back to school, he doesn't like that. He doesn't like the friends I have. He doesn't like the time I spend at school.
Mm-hmm. So he's jealous.
We've grown apart.
He's jealous of your time at school.
And I think at this moment, the only thing that holds us together is our child.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do.
Are you married?
Huh? No. No.
Well, come on, Drew, this is the 90s.
Gosh.
They probably had the kid before they'd met.
We're engaged, but I will not get married.
You're engaged.
Why?
I don't want to get married.
How come?
I don't...
She just said how come. They've grown apart.
No, no, but I mean before, it sounds like she never wants to get married. Is that what she's saying? Why? I'm just curious.
Why I don't want to get married?
Yeah.
I don't need to have somebody else to tell me that I can do it in life or just to confirm my existence, so...
That's not what marriage is all about, of course. Were your parents married in that fashion, that kind of relationship?
Yeah, my parents are still married.
But what kind of relationship do they have?
Well, it's because of my mom, though.
What's wrong with your mom?
She tries 150%.
All right.
My dad is very, very controlling.
Yeah.
Very controlling, and very jealous.
So you don't want to have a controlling husband.
Exactly.
And yet somehow you've managed to have a controlling boyfriend.
True. It sounds like you've had some sort of training in this field. Listen, Diana, how old's your child?
He's going on 5.
Uh-huh. All right, so again, as we've stated earlier tonight, that is your number one priority.
Yeah.
I don't recommend you get married to this guy because...
it's not right.
It's not right. On the other hand, I will chastise you for a moment for having the kid with a guy that you knew. I mean, stop having kids. This is not just for you, Diana, but everyone. Stop having kids with people you're not going to have a relationship with. I mean, for Christ's sake, don't buy a condo. Don't timeshare in a condo with someone you think you're going to hate in a year.
Wait.
And certainly don't have kids with that person.
Why don't we make a more...
Why don't we make
an even more sensible recommendation? Stop having sex with those people.
Well, let's not go. Now we're going too far.
Adam, come on.
No one's going to buy that.
Put on your empathy smock.
Well, I have no empathy smock because I have a frisbee-sized herpetic sore stuck to my face. I have no sympathy for anyone but my own chin tonight, Drew.
All right, but please, people, please. I mean,
well, at this point, I know I'm not going to have any more kids because I'm...
You don't know.
That part's taken care of.
Yeah, you don't know.
I'm not.
You're 23.
Why? What? Did you have something done?
Yeah, I've gotten fixed.
Oh,
I'm
you
not
have.
Having any more kids.
All right.
And when I
good
did,
for you.
I didn't think, you know, we were going to...
All right.
This was going to happen.
All right. So you have a kid. Obviously, you've done okay because the kid's made it to 5. He hasn't suffocated or drowned yet. This guy's not the guy for you. So you end the relationship, you take care of yourself, you take care of your child, and you chill for a while. And when a guy comes along one day, God willing, you and the time is right, then you hook up with him. There's plenty of time.
There'll be another controlling guy. It's interesting how she went through a whole life going, God, I don't ever want a guy like Dad. I don't ever want to get married because of how Dad treated Mom.
Right.
And the first serious relationship she gets, for the longest, you know, she has a kid with a guy who is Dad.
Yes. Okay. Stop having families with... And let me just put this out. Diana mentioned that she didn't know she was going to hate the guy. When you're 19, when you're 18, when you're 20, when you're 21, when you're anything below 25, rest assured that whoever you're with, you're going to hate in a year. That's the way it is.
Within 3 years.
Within 3 years. And you're going to hate everything, by the way. You're going to hate... You know how when you open your high school yearbook and you see your senior picture, you go, oh, my God, what was I thinking? Oh, yeah, I mean, Drew. Boy, it's like, whew. Not everyone's going to hate themselves that much, Drew.
I'm a poster child for that.
But the point is you hate the clothes you wear when you look in your closet and you see the stuff you're wearing 5 years ago. You hate the hairstyle you wore. Sometimes you hate the music you listened to 5 years ago. And you certainly are going to hate the guy you're with 5 years ago when you're younger. When you get older, it's not that you don't hate anymore. It's just you don't care. You don't have the energy. You don't fight it. Big deal. Oh, screw it. We're together. We both deserve each other. We're both a curse on each other. We're going to stay together. But when you're young, you hate. So please, don't have kids with people you know you're going to hate. And one other quick note. Diana mentioned that the mother gave 150% in the relationship.
Right.
I'm tired of all this 110%. Our football coach is saying, yeah, the guy gives about 115 to 120. There's no 100. Once it gets to 100, that's it. There's nothing past 100. There's no 150%.
Right.
We are not on a 200% scale
yeah.
here.
Right.
There's 100%. Let's not make a mockery of the whole 100, because now I feel like an idiot giving 100%. Because Diana's mom is giving 150%. That means I'm only at three-quarter speed. Please, everybody. It's not the metric system. We don't have to go back to that. But I'm saying, please, let's go to the 100% thing. Let's give some integrity to the percentile system in this country. 100. That's the ceiling. Am I right, Drew?
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you. Marcy, 17. You're on Love Line.
Yes, my question is for Dr. Drew.
Marcy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and my boyfriend have been having sexual contact for the past, maybe, like, let's see, maybe past month. And the past maybe, like, three times he's got there before I have. And it's been real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And he got there really fast.
Well, this is for Adam. Adam's an expert.
Is this for Adam?
Yeah. Yes, I'm already there. I'm waiting. Come on, Marcy, come on.
Okay, hold on. And I was just wondering if this was normal, or is it me?
Yes, you're too good. How old is the lad, Marcy?
He's 21.
Oh, he is?
Uh-huh.
All right, he's a little bit older, but still, it is quite prevalent with young men to be there before their partner is there. It's really the only thing, believe me, if you're going shopping, he would not be there.
Uh-huh.
He would be in the bathroom. And if you had to go to a wedding, he would not be there. And if you're going to a funeral, he'd not be there. But there's one thing where the guy is lickety-split and prompt on, and that is the whole orgasm thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they finish first in that race every time.
Okay, because I
mean, how long is he good for, Marcy?
Well, like, oh, man, like, maybe...
You don't have a second hand on your watch, do you?
Well, it was, like, really short, like, a couple past times, like... And I don't know if it was me. Like, I know it wasn't me. But,
right.
I mean, I just didn't know why, like, because, like...
Well, all right, please.
Twice in the same day.
Oh, did.
Usually
okay.
It takes them longer.
Right.
But he got there quick again. It's like...
Uh-huh. Okay. First off, ladies, do not blame yourself when a guy gets there quick. I mean, basically, what he's saying is, you're too much woman. Or, I'm too excited. I mean, there's... You should not be chastising yourself because the guy had an orgasm 4 days before you were planning yours.
Uh-huh.
Please, don't blame yourself for that. It just meant he was probably so attracted to you and probably so turned on that he couldn't help it. Although I'm guessing he could be with some fat hooker in Vegas and still do the same thing. But the deal is, Marcy, you're going to have to work out some things to sort of desensitize him a little. perhaps, you know, putting his penis in hot sand or something like that.
No. Okay.
No, I mean, what you're going to have to do is you cannot give him exactly what he wants, exactly when he wants it, because you know that he's going to get there before you.
Uh-huh.
Take it slow. Do the things that you like for a little bit. Get him to, you know, pleasure you orally, perhaps. Something that I won't be doing for quite some time with this hubcap stuck to my face.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And just, you know, get him get him to take the bullet out of the chamber, as it were, by relieving himself, you know, beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've tried that, too. And still, it's like he gets, like, you know, like kind of excited. And...
Okay. You know, he's too much man for all of us. But please, communicate. And work around this. That's all it is. Most of these problems, 90% of the problems we get are just simple communication breakdowns. Bill, 12, you're on Love Line.
Yeah. Adam?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I need some advice. You know, when you were 12, did you ever ask a girl out?
No.
No?
I stalked my sister for a short period of time. And before my parents got a restraining order. But no, I did not ask any girls out at 12. I was a mess when I was 12. I don't think I asked anyone out till I was maybe 17. Why? You thinking of asking someone out?
Yeah, there's this girl that I really like. Her name's Jennifer, and I just, like, I don't know how to ask her.
Jennifer. She have that long brown hair?
No.
Oh.
She was blonde.
Oh. All right. Well, there goes an old Jennifer theory. Yeah, and you got the hots for her.
Yeah, I really, really like her.
Right, and I'm guessing all the other guys in the class like her too.
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah, you're no dummy. You go for the big ramp models right off.
Yeah, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and how would you, Bill, if you could, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, like, what do you mean?
Well, do the girls in school find you attractive?
Lots of them.
Oh, lots of them.
Yeah.
So you could have your pick of the litter, couldn't you, Bill?
Pretty much.
I hate guys like this. These are the guys I hated. And don't worry, Bill. You'll grow up to work on some dock somewhere for minimum wage. Believe me. I know these pretty boys are. Oh, have your fun now, Bill. Believe me.
So should I just, like, go to her and just ask her out? Like,
he doesn't care about you, Adam.
Obviously not. Bill, I think you should just go for it, because here's the deal. Get used to it. All guys, get used to it. Get used to going up, approaching women, and asking them out. Because what happens is, before you know it, you blink your eyes, and you're out of college, and you're 26 years old, and you look back at all the crap you did as 12, and you just laugh, and you wish you'd had a little more confidence in the presence of mind to go out and try to get what you wanted. And everyone listening, please, get in the habit of going out and trying to get what you want. That doesn't mean carjacking some guy because he's driving a new Cadillac. That means working a little harder so you can get the money to buy the Cadillac.
You're giving that Reebok message out a little bit.
Oh, it is? I am?
You temper it a little bit, I think. I don't think you mean to give out that message.
Through hard work. Yeah, right. We'll explain this Reebok sham that's going around. But anyway, Bill?
Yeah?
Ask her out. You have my blessing.
Okay.
And if she doesn't go out with you, there's nothing wrong with you. You just go ask out the next girl. Now, if she doesn't go out with you, something's wrong.
Okay.
All right, Bill.
Well, thanks.
All righty, then. Our Reebok message, yes. Well, Drew and I, we often have our philosophical discussions off the air, and our latest was this whole thing about sort of excess in society, how everyone is basically going out there, and it's not enough to do a balloon of nitrous. They have to go steal a tank from a medical supply place and inhale the entire tank in one sitting. Everyone is doing everything to the hilt all the time. And everything is going at light speed in this
right.
society. And I was talking about, for instance, this Reebok ad, which has a bunch of athletes out there sweating around and doing their thing, saying, "This is your world." And I thought to myself, that's a retarded ad.
Yeah.
What kind of stupid message is that?
Yeah.
Like, we need more egotistical idiots running around thinking this is their world? Yeah, it's your world. Go ahead and pee in that guy's mailbox and go ahead and dump carcinogens into the river. Do whatever the hell you want. It's your world.
Right.
It's a ridiculous campaign. I put a curse on the Reebok people.
It should be really our world.
Yes.
It's a community. This is your community.
That's
be
right.
Be respectful.
Right.
Be careful.
It's your penis.
I mean, what about the Golden Rule? I mean, it's the exact opposite of the Golden Rule, isn't it?
What is the Golden Rule?
Do unto others as you'd have them.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and do that. Yes. Stop with this it's your world BS. It's not your world. Please. It's my world. Jim, 26, you're on Love Line.
Hi there.
Hey.
I'm calling because it's often when I do sit-ups, I have an orgasm. And I don't like to have things happen that I don't understand. And
although if there were things in life I wouldn't question, this may be one of them.
Well,
Jim.
I know it's sort of like a bonus, but I actually don't like it. So I don't. Anyway, I'm wondering if that happens to other people.
All right. First off, Jim, I'm just going out on a limb here and saying you've got a washboard for a stomach.
No, I actually don't.
Really?
I really haven't. I don't encourage this.
Uh-huh.
Thing happening, but
God forbid the kids should hear this and start exercising.
Yeah, I know, seriously.
Listen, Jim, where is your penis when you're doing these sit-ups?
Oh, inside shorts.
Inside your shorts.
Yeah.
And it's not stuffed between your legs or up your hiney or anything like that.
No, no.
It's just sitting there in normal normal sit-up penis position.
Yeah,
just
normal.
Uh-huh. And are you doing a crunchy or are you doing a sit-up?
Yeah, crunches don't do it, so I do crunches nowadays.
Uh-huh.
But traditional kind of sit-ups.
And you actually have stuff come out of you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what about when you're with a woman?
I'm pretty normal.
You're pretty normal?
Yeah.
You last as long as the next guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew, you smell bogosity here?
Not necessarily. You want any medications?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's medication.
All right, slow down. I'm going to write this down.
This is
what medication?
Well, but this is sort of typical of medication side effects.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So what, are you taking Novain or something like that?
It's an antidepressant.
Yeah, so it's the antidepressant doing it.
It's a Cylert. I don't know if you...
Well, Cylert's the amphetamine.
Okay, then I'm not... I took that at one time.
I can just see the guys in the lab, though, by the way, going, let's see, when are guys least depressed? When they're having an orgasm. All right, well, let's just invent a little pill that gives them one all the time.
That's the only medicine I'm taking nowadays. So.
And this, could it be that this wouldn't... when this happened, when was the last time it happened?
I don't know, about a couple months.
Were you on anything else then?
No.
Just Cylert then?
Yeah.
And you weren't just coming off anything then?
No.
Well, it must be the Cylert, because this is sort of typical of a medication side effect.
Okay, I'm glad at least to know that happened to other people.
Yeah, it's not normal, but it probably wouldn't happen without you being on meds.
All right, so Drew's saying maybe get off the medication, because of the medication.
Talk to the doctor.
Right, and I'm saying, next time you do sit-ups, put a towel down.
The phone number for Loveline, 1-800-591. Call now, all you sick kids. Loveline will be right back. KOM.
All right, let's talk about some leaders. I mean, there are some real trendsetters out there, people who took the dare to develop something new that would set the tone for generations to come. How about Henry Ford or Harley Davidson or even the Volkswagen Bug? Now let's talk about one of the biggest leaders, Cope and McPheeters Marine and Mastercraft. Here's the boat that virtually wrote the book on inboard ski boats. Mastercraft pioneered innovations now considered standard for performance ski boats, such as triple fins, swim platforms, all fiberglass construction, the power slot transmission, and even electronic fuel injection. Mastercraft is the world's largest manufacturer of inboard ski boats, outselling its next two largest competitors combined. Cope and McPheeters Marine is your exclusive dealership for Mastercraft. They themselves have set the pace for the boating industry by being family-owned and operated for 50 years. Cope and McPheeters Marine leads the country in Mastercraft sales and service. They're waiting for you to stop by and go for your test drive to see why the leader and pulling farther ahead is Mastercraft. Cope and McPheeters Marine, you know where they are, the Mastercraft guys at 2931 El Camino Real, one block east of Bowers.
Ouch.
Stupid bug.
Yeah. Dummy.
Yeah.
I think I'll have my medium rare, or perhaps well done. Stay away from the light, buggies. Don't go into the light.
You're smarter than a bug. Act like it. Don't climb electrical towers. This is a safety reminder from PG&E.
So, Big Sister, you've been avoiding me or what?
No, it's just that I've been to the doctor.
Whoa, what's going on?
Well, I'm only telling you this because you're my sister. I've got genital herpes.
Herpes? Oh, Jenny, are you okay?
Easy, Amy. It's not the end of the world. My doctor says there's no cure, but there are treatment options that can help manage it. She gave me good advice, too. I'm not going to let herpes interfere with my life.
Great. So you and Jeff are still on for tomorrow night.
Herpes, don't let it rock your world. Get the facts. Call the National STD Hotline at 1-800-227-8922.
Enter the Columbia and TriStar Pictures. Follow the stars of Hollywood sweepstakes. Find out about the summer's hottest movies and have a chance to win a VIP fantasy trip to Hollywood. Call 1-888-ENTER-LA. That's 1-888-368-3752. And correctly answer the movie question of the week or get details about rules and how to enter by mail. To be received by August 31st, no purchase necessary. Continental U.S. residents 18 and over. Minimum 30,000 calls accepted.
This summer, escape to the movies with Columbia TriStar Motion Pictures.
Yummy's got a deal that's cool.
Yummy's got a deal that's cool.
It's 30,000 bucks for school.
It's 30,000 bucks for school.
While you're getting high-tech training in the Army, you could also be qualifying for up to $30,000 in college money through the Montgomery GI Bill and the Army College Fund. So,
call your recruiter, come and see
how to be all you can be.
Call 1-800-USA-ARMY. Paid for by the U.S. Army. Just a little reminder of what life would be like without rock and roll. Brought to you by the Chevy Camaro Z28. We get to the country that invented rock and roll to combine a six-speed transmission with the mother of all stereos. Genuine Chevrolet, the cars more Americans trust.
And take my
nice bubbles.
Call Loveline now at 1-800-LOVE-191. That's 1-800-LOVE-191 to get on Loveline on 98.5 KOME.
Revisions, revisions, revisions. Let me get the phone number out first. 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. You know what I love about me as a host? I just go ahead and spew out things. It doesn't matter whether I know about them or not. And even when it pertains to the show and simple things like who's going to be guest on the show, I'll just go ahead and spit it out in any order I choose. Obviously, no guest tonight. Tomorrow night, we will have Patty Rothberg in studio. Also,
who's Patty Rothberg?
On Thursday. Please, remember.
No, Adam?
Yes.
What does it say, no guests next to what?
Oh, that's Tuesday. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what day it is. You know what it is? We start this stupid show on a Sunday, and to me, Sunday becomes Monday, and tonight becomes Tuesday. All right, so again, I'm screwing things up. All right, Drew, please, hold your questions till I'm done. No guests tomorrow night.
Correct.
All right, but I was not wrong when I said no guests tonight either. Although we really should have had someone guest host the show, and I should have sat in some emergency ward somewhere in, like, the Legion Center or something. Anyway, Wednesday we will have Patty Rothberg. Thursday we will have the band Self and Larry Bud Melman. Sunday, no guests. Monday, Voodoo Glow Skulls. Tuesday, obviously, we're spilling into next week now. Kenny Kingston, the sweet spirit, the fabulous psychic Kenny Kingston. I will expose him for the fraud he is, by the way. Wednesday, Terry Nunn, you know her from Berlin. And then Thursday, my good friend John Popper, who's not actually my good friend, but it sounds cool when I call, like, big celebrities my good friend. He will be in here. I will bring my harmonica, and I promise you we will jam. And, Drew, you have not... You've seen me many of my talents, but you have not seen my musical ability. You've heard me sing.
Yeah, Yes, I am.
Yes, you have, but you have not heard me wail on the harp.
I can't wait.
Oh, man. You'll be screaming like a banshee. Destiny, 13, you're on Loveline.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
You guys remember me?
Yes, I do remember the name Destiny. Refresh us, please.
I called about my stepdad, stepbrother, raping me and stuff.
Right. Okay. Let me recap this, please. This was a couple of weeks back, I believe. Destiny's 13. She has a step. Her mother passed away quite recently. I think it was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a stepbrother who's older. He's in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Is he 26?
20s, early 20s.
I don't remember. He's 24, I think.
All right.
He's old.
Okay, so he's in his 20s. You have an older stepfather, and this is what's left of Destiny's family since her mom has now passed on. The stepfather and the stepbrother have been repeatedly raping Destiny.
And there's no, was nowhere for you to go, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dr. Drew gave you a
helpline
phone number. Did you call that number?
No.
Okay, but I remember this. He repeated it 4 times. He asked you to write it down. He had you repeat the number back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And you still didn't call.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I was scared.
Scared of what could be scarier than being raped by two people?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't want to come down on you, and I understand, you know, what you're going through. I can imagine what you're going through.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what could possibly be worse than the situation that you're in right now?
I don't know.
Okay, so anyway, what's been going on in the last couple of weeks?
Well, my dad heard me, my real dad. I haven't talked to him since I was 5.
He heard you on the radio?
Yeah.
How did he know it was you if you haven't talked to him since you were 5?
And,
How did he know it was you if you haven't talked to him since you were 5?
What?
How did he know it was you if you haven't talked to him since you were 5?
I don't know. He just called me.
And we don't
the next morning.
And this could be any city and, you know, we don't know where she's calling from. We don't announce where she's calling from.
No, and I'm guessing your real name isn't Destiny.
Yeah, actually it is.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so for the sake of argument, we're going along with you.
Mm-hmm.
So your real father heard your phone call over the air on Loveline.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
He called me the next morning, and I talked to him for a while. And he's coming out, Thursday or Friday or something. He's flying out so he can go through the whole legal thing and everything.
Uh-huh.
Make it so he can help me.
Mm-hmm.
Go through what legal thing?
Sue my stepdad.
You mean to get custody of you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, but, this is really stupid, but, the answering machine, picked up before I did, and so it, recorded us part of our conversation.
Right, yeah, I had that happen to me once.
And my stepdad heard it.
Right.
And he attacked me with a belt and, threw me down the stairs and locked me in my room for a couple days. And my stomach, hurts really, really bad. And I've been bleeding, and I think he might have killed the baby.
Oh, you were pregnant from?
From my stepbrother, yeah.
On your last call. Because mm-hmm. I left that out because I didn't recall that part.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay, so, all right, so it's all horrible, and that goes without saying, but... Where are we now? It's Monday, and your stepfather's coming out on Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that to be a fact?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a phone number that you could reach your real father by?
I didn't get it.
Oh, no, wait. All right. Drew's going bogus.
Yeah.
All right.
It's hard to not take a call like that seriously, just in the event that it possibly is. But this isn't making sense. So,
well, I mean, she didn't. Right? She doesn't. She couldn't explain
where he was calling from. Didn't know how he got hold of her. How he figured out it was her. Didn't get his phone number. I mean, just. All right, but let's assume that it really happened.
Okay.
If you're bleeding tonight, you're pregnant and you're bleeding, you can bleed briskly. Basically, Destiny, you need to get to an emergency room tonight.
What do you mean, bleed briskly?
You can bleed to death.
All right, well, say that. Would you brisk bleeding? Doesn't that sound so bad?
Usually when I speak in dramatic terms, you tell me to cool it down.
Well, okay, but if someone's going to die, then go ahead. Usually you tell people they're going to die when nothing's going to happen. That's what I complain about.
All right, but she needs to get to a hospital tonight. And there...
Well, now, who's going to take her to a hospital? I mean, her step... well, I don't even know what to think anymore because we didn't even know if the thing was bogus or not. But we'll assume that if this didn't happen to Destiny, it has happened to somebody else who may be out
there. Don't get rid of her yet. They're doing something down there. Just put her on hold again. And there at the hospital, she must report what is going on. And if she intends to be able to get to the care of her father, somebody needs to be notified about what's happening, and that will provide her the perfect opportunity to report it, so her real father will be able to come in and rescue her at some point.
And she never called the number that we gave her repeatedly and so forth.
I want to just check with her again. You got all that?
Mm-hmm. Do you have all... What did you hear what Drew just said?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you have to go to a hospital now. Mm-hmm. And there you have to tell the social worker, whatever agency is available to you, what has been going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that will allow your father to be able to come in and potentially care for you.
Mm-hmm.
But without that, I don't see what it is your dad's going to do.
All right, Destiny.
Unless some agency's involved.
If you got to sneak out the window and hitchhike to the emergency hospital, then do it. Whatever it takes.
Okay.
All right. I don't even know what to make of that.
It's hard to know. That's all we can say is do that.
JR20, you're on Loveline.
Yeah, I was just kind of calling about, like, earlier you said if you're under 25 and you're in a relationship, your thoughts will change, like, within a year, and you won't want to be in the relationship no more?
No, that's not what he said.
Drew gave it 3 years. I gave it 1 year, so we'll compromise and say 2 years. And no, I didn't say that. I said you're going to hate the person.
Okay.
All right.
Either way, I met my girlfriend when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 20 now. We've been living with each other almost 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really fight. We once in a while argue. That's about it.
For 6 years?
Yep.
You've been living together since you were 14?
15, about 15.
Uh-huh. How old is she?
She's 21.
Huh? What the hell is going on in this country of ours?
Well, I still live at my mom's house, but we both work and all that.
Uh-huh.
Planning on getting married and moving out.
Was your girlfriend moved into your mom's house when she was 14?
Yeah, she lived with her aunt. And her aunt's like 80 years old.
All right. Oh, let me put you on hold for 1 second here, JR, and explain to Drew what is going on out there.
What?
This is the first wave, basically. And here's what's going on. People are having kids when they're 13 and 14 and 15 years old, as we know.
Yeah.
People are abusing their kids, you know, sexually, physically, and emotionally. No one is getting married anymore. I mean, we took 5 calls tonight with couples that weren't even couples anymore, and really the only thing they had between them was a kid. Now, here's what's happening. We're now coming to the point in society where these kids are becoming teenagers. And there's no rules anymore. Now, you're sitting here and you're going, well, wait a minute, JR. What was her mom thinking letting her move in with you when she was 14? You're assuming she has a mom.
Right.
She's living with her 80-year-old aunt.
Because this is the first wave
of people that have grown up in totally shattered homes.
Yeah.
So all bets are off now.
Or no home, anti-homes. Because mom was 14 when she had the baby.
There are no rules anymore, Drew. You understand? There's no dad to be pissed off. There's no mom to be worried. Dad was probably never in the scene. Mom is at some dead or in lockup or in some rehab center somewhere, and the wheels have come off of all the wagons here. It's going to be total chaos. This is what we're heading for.
Let's see what JR's thing is and how these people deal with this.
I was this close to one of my rants.
All right, go.
Forget it. You took the wind out of my sails. JR.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your home life like, your family of origin?
Basically, I live with my mom.
Where's dad?
I still talk to him, stuff like that.
How old was your mom when she had you?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably 20.
She was 20. And were your parents married?
Yeah.
They were married. Okay. So Jerry at least comes from a home.
I'm guessing Dad was out of the scene pretty early, though.
Yeah, probably about 5.
When you were 5?
Yeah, about that.
Right. All right, so you're old enough to stare at his knee.
Yeah.
Okay, so now he's out, you're there, she has an 80-year-old grandma, who's God knows how old, or aunt, and now she's shacked up with you.
Yes.
All right, and you're going to make it work.
Yeah, we're planning on getting married. We've been together 6 years, and...
Maybe there'll be a backlash. Maybe the kids of no parents will want really badly to form a stable home.
It's going to be like the whole yuppie movement that happened off of the whole hippie days thing.
Yeah, or maybe worse, because it's even a worse reaction. You know, maybe more structured society built off it.
Oh, my God. We're going to be marching us up and down the street like Hitler Youth. JR, do you have any kids?
No kids.
Oh, praise God.
So, yeah, we plan on having kids, but not, like,
good. Yeah,
about
give
5 years.
Give another, like, 30 years, Sharon, yeah, please. All right, good.
I was just basically wondering what you guys thought, like, basically it could work.
Listen, you are the one salmon that made it through to the up the tough river of life to the original spawning ground. But for so many others, they're being devoured by the grizzlies and left as a bloody carcass on the shoreline, being picked away by gulls.
Indeed.
Can you tell I was watching Discovery Channel tonight, Drew?
The phone number for Loveline is 1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline, right back. KOM.
Okay, school is finally out. It's 100 degrees out and you're ready to party. Where are you going to get all of your partyables? Go to the shop that has everything you need. Go to the king of the beat, Street Beat. Street Beat is completely stocked with everything you need. Tons of t-shirts, pants, hats, posters, patches, sunglasses, incense, lava lamps, and more. Street Beat has a huge skate shop with brand names like Alien Workshop, Think, Sonic, and Santa Cruz. Street Beat has a motherload of Vans and Airwalks. How about picking up some inventory from Street Beat's Black Room? The Black Room has the biggest selection of graphics in the Bay Area. Street Beat has Zippo lighters. Get yourself down to Street Beat right now. Street Beat is at 1136 A. De Anza Boulevard in San Jose. Call Street Beat at 408-366-0199. That's 366-0199. Street Beat, the king of the beat.
Cylink Corporation has been a world leader in supplying network information security products and technology for more than a decade. Headquartered in Sunnyvale, California, with over 300 employees, Cylink secures the electronic environment that enhances the way people work, play, and live. Their phenomenal growth has created a wide variety of openings that you are invited to explore at their open house Tuesday, July 16th from 4 to 8 p.m. The doors of their Sunnyvale facility will be open for you to come and meet directly with hiring managers and discuss the exciting opportunities that are available to you. If you have experience with network protocols, LANs and WANs, Unix, and telecommunications, and you are an ASIC design engineer, a technical support engineer, a senior board design engineer, or a software development engineer, plan to attend the Cylink Open House at 910 Hermosa Court in Sunnyvale, Tuesday, July 16th from 4 to 8 p.m. Explore the new possibilities with a leader in the Silicon Valley and break into the world of network security at Cylink Corporation. Don't miss their open house ad in the July 14th Sunday San Jose Mercury News Professional Career section or visit their webpage at www.cylink.com.
If you're driving right now without car insurance, you're driving naked, and that's against the law. Don't drive naked. Get covered. Call Insurance Express now at 1-800-995-3200. They're fast, easy, and affordable. You'll get an Insurance Express quote over the phone in as little as 10 minutes. Their non-commissioned agents won't try to sell you. They'll help you buy the protection and coverage you need with low rates and down payments. Then, a quick trip to a conveniently located mailboxes, etc., puts your policy in your hand and you back on the road. If your insurance rates go up, you can probably get coverage today, the fastest coverage yet, with an easy phone call and a trip to mailboxes, etc. All drivers with any record and all kinds of cars. Protect yourself and your car from an accident or theft. Remember, don't drive naked. Get covered. It's the law. Call Insurance Express now for a quote at 1-800-995-3200. That's 1-800-995-3200. Insurance Express.
fast, easy, and affordable.
Hello, this is Dr. Lin. Let's take a moment for some me time. Our first call's from Matt.
Yeah, is this the show where you guys talk about AM/PM?
No, Matt, we're not here to talk about AM/PM. This show is about sharing, learning to get in touch with that special person inside you.
Yeah, well, anyway, AM/PM's got this deal. You get a sports bottle filled with any ice-cold fountain drink for just $1.99, and refills for only 59 cents. I thought your listeners should know.
We just keep running away, don't we? Afraid to face the real issues. You didn't just call to talk about fountain drinks, did you, Matt?
Well, no, there's also that sports bottle. And like I said, you get refills. Pepsi, Coke, Mountain Dew.
It's okay, Matt. We're not here to judge you. I'm sensing a lot of issues like love and self-acceptance. You know, those are things that just don't fit into a 28-ounce sports bottle.
Well, they have a 32-ounce size, too.
AM/PM, too much good stuff.
Right now, get a sports bottle filled with any fountain drink for only $1.99, plus 59-cent refills. Sports bottles, 32-ounce or less, at participating markets for limited time. Prices may vary.
Call Loveline now with your question or concern at 1-800-LOVE-191. That's 1-800-568-3191. Loveline on 98.5 KOME.
This is Mike Piazza of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you're listening to Loveline with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla.
Mike is having quite a year, and I gotta believe it's no coincidence that he was on Loveline. Right about toward the beginning of the season, and that somehow the energy from Loveline carried him into the season and the all-star type of MVP season he's having this year. Drew, would you agree?
Yeah, something about heating up his bat.
Yeah. What? Wait a minute, everybody. Stop the presses. I think Drew made a joke there. 1-800-LOVE-191. Thank you. Yes. Day late and a dollar short. Engineer Mike, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for laughing, though.
Believe me, I know comedy. Because, like, sometimes I'll spit out a joke. It'll usually, like, be in my sleep. You ever do that, Drew? You have yourself a dream, and you wake up and you go, oh, my God, this is brilliant. That was the most profound notion that a man has ever conjured up.
Right.
And then you, like, jot it down on a snot-filled rag on the nightstand, and the next morning you read it, and you go, what the hell was I thinking?
Right. What was that?
Oh, I'll tell you, I'm Einstein in my dreams. When I'm not wet in the bed in my gladiator outfit. John, 23, you're on Loveline.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
All right, I got a problem here. I've been married for about 3 years now, and in the first year I got married, I went away for like 6 months for some training, right? And while I was gone, I kind of cheated on my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't told her yet because I don't know how to tell her.
You're banging the drill instructor?
No, not close.
What kind of training?
It's through the military.
Ooh, well, Adam rears his little clairvoyant head again.
I guess is an astrologic sign, too.
So I'm going with Pisces.
No, not even close.
All right, thanks for screwing that up, Drew. But believe me, I'm going head-to-head with this Kenny Kingston.
I'm
going to
expose you for the sham that you are.
Next Tuesday, and I will expose him as well as myself. And Drew. All right, so you went away for training for the military.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And while you were there, you got loaded and banged a Filipino hooker.
No.
Okay, what happened?
But, well, I just met someone there, and it was kind of like a one-time thing. I'd been gone for 6 months, and I was kind of,
lonely.
I don't know. I was
lonely, you were lonely.
You were lonely.
Pretty much.
Right,
you
know, right.
And I don't know, you know, I don't know how to tell her, and I don't know, you know, what to do about it.
Good. Here's where we come in. Let me put you at ease here, John. First, let me ask you a few important questions. Are you sorry you did it?
Very.
Mm-hmm. Do you plan on doing it again?
No.
Well, end of case. Next, we're moving on to the next call. Because, John, there is no reason in hell that you should tell her. Please. Please, John. Do you understand?
Yeah, kind of, but it starts getting to you, you know, the guilt.
Good. Yep. You deserve it.
I know, yep, I do very much.
That's your punishment. Right. So says producer Ann.
Why should you forgive yourself?
Right. By
and
her.
Put the misery on her. And then, okay, you'll feel better, right?
Right. People think the truth is always such a noble act. It's not. It's not always such a noble act. It's really, you're just laying it on her, and you're taking a bad situation, you're making it worse. You knew, you know you screwed up. You have no intention of screwing up again. Now, if you really want to do something for her, then treat her like you're on your honeymoon every day of your relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't overdo it, by the way, if she'll know you fool around in a second. Believe me. Yeah. Man cannot alter his day-to-day action too much or become sort of suspicious. You understand?
Yeah.
Just concentrate on being good to her. And out of guilt and out of love and obligation, treat her well every day. Would you, John?
All right.
But please, avoid the truth at all costs. Okay?
Jeez.
It's a very positive message I'm giving out to the young couple.
But I mean, I agree with the
you do
the final impression there.
And listen, I'm going to be honest and say I would not want to be told. And would you?
No.
I mean, think about it. Lord knows what your wife's been up to anyway. But the deal is, she goes out of town for a couple of months on some military, on some bivouacking somewhere, and gets her own bivouac while she's there. She comes back. It was just one of those things that happened. She has no plans of doing it again. Would you really want to know?
No.
That would haunt you.
Mm.
Listen, to me, a relationship is like it's like eating a hot dog. Well, please, let me just put the mustard on it and enjoy it. I don't need to know about the entrails and the pig snout and all the other garbage, rat feces and whatnot. It's ruining the hot dog. Just let me enjoy my weenie, please. Maybe I'm being naive, but I would like to enjoy a weenie without reading the ingredients list. Am I right, Drew?
All right.
Chrisand?
Yeah?
Hey, you're 24. You're on Loveline.
Hi.
Hey.
I can't believe I got the nerve to call, but I have had herpes for about 5 years now.
Oh, boy, I hear you, sister.
I don't get it on my face, though. I only get it on my genitals.
I could give it to you on your face.
I got it from somebody's face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm having enough trouble getting laid, Chrisanne, without this
go.
Sort of negative campaign.
There you go.
It's really bad. I didn't even have sex with the guy.
Oh, for Christ's sake. And there. Now, finally, now you know why you should not be kissing. You should go straight to the oral sex.
At least I got something out of it.
That's how she got it.
Yeah.
Oh, but it wasn't from kissing the guy?
No,
it was from oral sex.
Straight to intercourse. As a matter of fact, you two shouldn't even be in the same room. Just poke a hole in the wall. Big glory hole there.
I mean, it's not bad because I got it maybe twice the first year I got it, and I was on high dosage acyclovir.
Wait, I got to write that down now. Acyclovir?
It's acyclovir.
Well, no, when you first get it, they put me on like 10 pills a day for about 15 days or something. And
you're going to have this pleasure tomorrow.
I haven't gotten it for like 4 years, but I still have it. It's still there.
Yes, believe me, I know.
And, I mean, mostly my problem is emotional. I'm having trouble dating anyone because I feel like every time I meet someone, I feel like I either have to tell them or I don't want to make them like me because then they're going to get some awful door prize at the end.
Well, what's in the box, Jay?
Surprise.
It's not Zebrick.
Well, look, first of all, these things are very common, and Adam has not joined the ranks of
all right, but let me make a clear distinction between genital happies and chinal happies.
There is no distinction. That's
the
point.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
They're really,
very clear.
First of all, look, Chrisanne got it from somebody who had oral or herpes, and you see how easy it is to transmit it to the genital area. That you actually told me on one of the breaks how sick you got. You actually got a systemic illness.
The
way. Well, but Adam had the same thing before his oral
oral outbreak. I had shingles a few years ago, too, and they said that might be linked to it.
All right, but listen, the difference between me and Chrisanne has one foot in the grave here.
No,
I just got a little rash on my chin. Please, don't lump me in with you.
And the other thing is that if you are actually involved with somebody emotionally, they're going to accept this and deal with it. They just have to wear condom all the time. They have to be careful.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be difficult for you and embarrassing to have to tell people that, and you never know how people are going to react. But the fact is, if you develop the relationship first, if the person genuinely cares about you and likes you, they're going to deal with this.
Yeah.
Okay? And in a way, it's maybe herpes is a good thing. It's going to make people behave properly.
Hold on. Let me hold on a second, Chrisanne. Drew, are you looking at my face? All right, you think that's a good thing? Is that a good thing?
Honest.
Is this good? Would it be better if it was all over my forehead?
Yeah, the wheel of a Studebaker look great.
Yes, yes. This hubcap-sized lesion is not a good thing, Drew.
No, but it makes people at least behave the way they really should in relationships. Develop the relationship.
Oh, not
first.
Me. I'm in denial. And as a matter of fact, I want more people to come down with this horrible affliction.
I understand that, but then everybody will behave more properly in relationships.
All right.
Because they'll be worried about not having sex and about developing the relationship first.
Yeah.
All right. So,
I'm not worried about hurting someone, though.
Yeah, but you know what? You're going to be fine. Go ahead and develop relationships. You are not going to hurt anybody.
Right.
You're so worried about not hurting anybody, you're not going to have any contact with anyone.
I haven't.
Right. You're going to be, you just be careful and keep that orientation. Be honest, and you won't hurt anybody.
Okay.
All right, Chrisanna. She's a good girl.
She sounds great. Yeah.
Please.
Welcome to the biggest show on earth. Thrills galore. The strangest freak, the highest acrobat, and the funniest clown.
Loveline, we'll be right back. Loveline, Sunday night at 8 p.m. and Monday through Thursday at 10 p.m. on 98.5 KOME.
And now, another KOME concert. It's about music. July 28th and 29th at Shoreline. 7 hours of continuous music on two stages. The Horn Festival. Blues Traveler. Dave Matthews Band. Lenny Kravitz. Rusted Root. On the second stage. And check out the Counterculture Concourse. Pick up tickets on sale now at all Bass Ticket Centers and charge by phone. Use your Visa card to buy tickets. Brought to you by Bill Graham Presents and the Apple Computer Concert Series.
Pure Venom. Poised to strike. Pantera. White Zombie. The War of the Gargantuas. This Monday night, live at the Cow Palace. Who will survive? What will be left of them? White Zombie, Pantera, and special guest, I Hate God. Great tickets are still available. Don't wait. Get yours now at all Bass Ticket Centers and charge by phone. Use your Visa card to buy tickets. Brought to you by Bill Graham Presents.
So, you've decided on a new VW Jetta GL. Well, why wouldn't you? It's cool. It's German. It performs. It's economical. And it's definitely the hottest set of wheels around for zero down $199 a month. You want one because, let's face it, you are what you drive. And of all the dealers where you can get one, why come to Stevens Creek Volkswagen? Because zero down $199 a month really is the deal. And for even more savings, we'll give you 2 years free scheduled maintenance and a full 10-year warranty. Yeah, 10 years! So, once again, at Stevens Creek Volkswagen, your new Jetta GL is straight up, zero down, just $199 a month. All the colors, all the bells and whistles, but not for a heck of a lot longer. So don't waste any more summer sun shopping around for your new Jetta. Give us a peek at Stevens Creek.
Model Q41, 48-month lease, $199 plus tax, 10,000 miles per year, residual $74,1520, bank fee, first payment, security deposit, DMV due at inception, credit approval by VCI.
There, that didn't hurt a bit.
Hello, Marv.
Hello, Harv.
We're Harv and Marv, talking to you about Dashers Insurance.
Where you can get full coverage auto insurance really cheap.
Even if your driving record sucks meatballs.
Or if you have bad breath.
Or an ugly girlfriend.
All you have to do is call 1-800-767-DASH.
Hey, the phones are ringing already.
That's because Dashers Insurance has really cheap rates.
And the absolute lowest down payment in California.
Guaranteed.
Even if you have tickets.
An accident.
Or a bad case of shingles.
Call Dashers right now for an immediate quote.
Call 1-800-767-DASH.
Or 1-800-767-DASH.
Dashers Insurance.
There goes the phones again.
Call now and find out how you can save an additional 10% when you get insured through Dashers Insurance. Call 1-800-767-DASH. That's 1-800-767-DASH.
Hello, Dashers Insurance. Marv, it's your ugly girlfriend.
Remember your first time on a roller coaster? Admit it, you were a little uneasy. It's always like that the first time, even with beer. Take my new Samuel Adams Cherry Wheat. Sure, Cherry Wheat sounds a little wild, but remember, you gotta try everything at least once. I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. You really should try my new Cherry Wheat. It's a seasonal beer brewed with wheat malt for a dry, crisp quality and a hint of real Michigan cherries, so the fruitiness is refreshing, but not overwhelming. It's a unique ale that quenches your thirst and your taste buds. I say go wild, try my new Samuel Adams cherry wheat. But remember, this classic ale won't be around for very long, so go for it. Because like a good roller coaster ride, it'll be over before you know it.
98.5.
Time for one more quick call. What do you say, Joe?
You figure.
We'll just go right up to the top here. Oh, she's been on hold for 95 minutes. Nate, 18, you're on Loveline.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, my question's for Dr. Drew.
Yes, sir.
Me and my girlfriend have had sex a few times.
Uh-huh.
And both of us afterwards, for like a couple hours, have experienced pain in that area. We want to know if that was like normal or...
Well, you don't, both don't have the same area, so what is it you're talking about?
It's in my...
His
my,
schwanz and her muffin.
Yeah.
Does it hurt when you pee?
No, I mean, just
the
afterwards.
Skin hurt?
It doesn't, it just afterwards it just hurts.
What hurts?
I already told you.
The soft tissue hurts when you urinate, it hurts in your
testicles,
it hurts in your abdomen, I mean, what?
No, it'll be like, say I have to take her home and it just like, I'll be sitting there driving and... I think my itself will hurt.
Your penis aches.
Please, you're 18, Nate, for Christ's sake.
I'm 16, but...
Whatever the hell you are, it's time to learn the word penis. Put it in your vocabulary and use it when it's appropriate. Now, don't sit at the dinner table and go, Grandma, could you please pass the penis? But when you're talking to a doctor, for Christ's sake, use the word penis, especially when we're running out of time in the show. Go, Drew.
All right, listen,
enough of that. This poor... Son of a... It's been on hold for 101 minutes. John?
Yes.
John, listen. We have no time for you.
Okay.
I just wanted to say thank you for being on hold for 101 minutes.
Well, thank you.
Drew and I appreciate this sort of commitment to the Loveline show.
Well, yeah, I listen to you guys as much as I can.
Yes, and we look at you as one of our gold member listeners.
Okay.
We want you to know that it's people like you that keep this show alive.
Okay.
And we appreciate it. All right, John?
Okay.
Now, whatever problem you have, please go get a professional look at it. All right?
All righty.
All right. And again, thank you for holding on over 100 minutes.
And Nate, the previous caller, I mean, the reason that he and his girlfriend would have pain, it would be different. I mean, she would have pain for different reasons than he would.
All right.
She needs to be examined if she's having pain after intercourse by a gynecologist or a doctor and just make sure there's not something going on anatomically for him. It can be normal to have pain for a while afterwards.
All right. No guests tomorrow night. Wednesday, Patty Rothberg, and then Thursday, the band Self and Larry Bud Melman. Want to thank the beautiful Lisa for doing the phones tonight, the lovely Sherry for manning the phones tonight, the Angular One producer, Ann, for producing the show, the Coop Man, the new man in town who's filling in quite nicely for the One Not Wonder engineer, Mike, who will be following his gay friend Tom Likas to his hometown of Seattle soon. Thank everyone, and mahalo.
You've been listening to Loveline.
The opinions expressed on Loveline, especially by Adam Carolla,
are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors,
or even the character voices.
Loveline, produced by Ann Wilkins for Westwood One Entertainment. Copyright 1996, so don't even think it.